A few weeks ago, our preschoolers were learning about the days of creation. They were speaking in class about God, and in a way, making their own theological assumptions. Many of you might not realize this, but Rabbi Fruit Handler and I have the opportunity every Friday morning to share a story with our preschoolers. And so one morning, I came in and told a story to the preschool. And at the end of the story, one of our precocious four-year-olds raised their hand and said, "Rabbi Guzik, Rabbi Guzik, I have a question." Now, usually the questions that are asked deal with what I've had for lunch that day, what's my baby wearing today? And so I was ready to answer the question, but this little girl had something entirely different in store for me. And what she said was, "Rabbi Guzik, if God made the stars and the sun, the planets, the trees, if God made all of us, then who made God?" Yeah, and I said, "Great." So I took about 30 seconds to compose myself and said, "Sarah, why don't we make a meeting and we'll sit down." I was buying myself some time, but we'll sit down together and we'll have a discussion. And of course, she followed up on that advice and she came in with her mother and her brother and they made a meeting. And we had a wonderful discussion about who made God. And so in my research, which meant reading a little bit from Rabbi Wolpe's book, from Rabbi Feinstein's books on children, Rabbi Artson's books on children, I discovered a beautiful answer. I asked Sarah, "Sarah, does love have a beginning or an end?" And at that moment, she looked into her mother's eyes and opened up her arms for a hug, curled up within and said, "No, mommy always says, love is always and forever." And I said, "Well, Sarah, that's exactly like God. God, just like love, doesn't have a beginning or an end. Nobody made love. Nobody made God. God is always and forever, just like love." And in that moment, Sarah seemed content, and I think it was because she was embraced by her mother. But she could understand that idea of love. In her life, she's always known the love of her parents. And so for her, that made sense. Love will always be there between her and her family and the people she loves the most. And she understood that God too. God was and is and always will be. God is always and forever. And so it was a four-year-old who reminded me of a lesson that my Midrash teacher in Jerusalem taught. Her name is Tamar Kadari. And what my teacher taught was the abstract lesson of always and forever in the Torah. You see, we're taught the lesson, Ein mukdam umachar batorah. We're not supposed to read the stories of the Torah in chronological order. We're supposed to realize the stories flow one into the other. If you remember on Simchat Torah, there's no break in between Devarim and Breishit. We go immediately into the next story. We don't say out loud, "and they lived happily ever after." Because our stories, our lessons, our values continue day after day, year after year. There's a beautiful midrash, again, that my teacher taught me, that the sun of a righteous person does not set until the sun of another righteous person begins to rise. We're told that our matriarch Sarah, that her sun did not set until Rebecca's sun began to rise. In fact, we learn about Rebecca's birth before the death of Sarah. Once again, one life, one soul flowed into the next. It was a 4-year-old who taught me a profound lesson about our people. Our stories are always and forever. From one generation to the next, we're able to connect our lessons and our values and our stories. And so I hope you'll join me in that lesson and be a part of always and forever. Shabbat Shalom.